How's it going, folks? You are very welcome to A History of Change, the podcast. In this episode, we are going to be looking at the achievements of ancient Rome. So, the Roman Empire has had a monumental impact on the world today around us in a number of ways. The first way it has impacted us is through religion, specifically through Christianity. So, the Christian religion originated in ancient Rome. Now, while its early followers were persecuted and often crucified, it did become the dominant religion in Europe following its legalization under Constantine I. Now, despite early opposition, Christianity spread rapidly and Rome eventually became the center of the Catholic Church, which of course it is to this day. Because of conquest and colonization, which you'll learn about in a later chapter, Christianity has spread throughout the world and it's now the largest religion on earth with about 2.5 million members. A second way in which Rome has had a big influence on the world today is through language. So the official language of ancient Rome was Latin, and Latin has formed the foundation for many modern European languages like French, Spanish and German. And of course, some of these languages now are the official languages of countries in Africa and South and Central America as well. Now, Latin didn't actually form the foundation for English, but some English words are heavily influenced by Latin. For example, the word illuminate comes from the Latin word illuminare, which means to light up. The word fracture, I'm sure you might have heard of someone's fractured a bone, comes from the Latin word frangere, which means to break. So there are some examples of English words that are heavily influenced by Latin. A third way in which Rome has influenced us today is through architecture. So Roman architecture has been a huge source of inspiration for modern buildings. The Romans pioneered designs such as rounded arches, domed roofs and pillars. And there's some buildings, very famous buildings, that where we can see these features, such as St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the White House in Washington DC, and of course the General Post Office in Dublin. Now, these buildings were an inspiration for those in the Renaissance period, which I'll learn about in a later chapter, and then this then carried on to the present day. As well as architecture, the Romans were also pioneers in construction. They developed, you know, probably the most revolutionary construction material, which was concrete. Today, I'm sure your house, wherever you're living, the buildings in your local area, predominantly built by concrete. I suppose development of concrete allowed the Romans to build strong and durable buildings that have stood the test of time. Such landmarks like the Pantheon, the Colosseum and the Pointe de Gard Aqueduct are all around 2,000 years old, but they are still standing today, showing the importance of concrete. The Roman road network, which spanned throughout their empire and consisted of about 84,000 kilometers of roads, are still around to this day. They can be seen in many parts of the world today. Advances in things like underfloor heating, sewage, and aqueducts and pipes were also pioneered by the Romans. These are things that we take for granted in our homes today, but it's amazing to think that Romans were able to construct these things 2,000 years ago. Another way which Rome has influenced modern day society is through law. So the Romans defined law as the art of goodness and equity, which means fairness and justice. And this system of law has provided the foundation for modern day legal systems. For example, our modern day civil law, so civil law is kind of the law that deals with people, I suppose. It's based on written laws, which are heavily influenced by the 12 tables written laws of ancient Rome. So 12 tables were the official legal documents of Rome, and they formed the basis for many of, I suppose, the laws and the justice systems in the world today. Kind of the idea that you're innocent until you're proven guilty came about in ancient Rome. The final major way Rome has influenced us today is through the calendar. So the modern day calendar we use is based off the Julian calendar, which was introduced by a Roman emperor called Julius Caesar in 45 BC. The Julian calendar had 12 months, 365 days, along with leap years to account for each solar year. Now there's been some slight changes made to the Julian calendar since then, but it has largely remained unchanged and is the basis for our timekeeping. So if you think of the idea, like, why do we, for example, have school on Monday to Friday and then take Saturday and Sunday off? Well, this idea comes from the Julian calendar, which was introduced over 2,000 years ago.